And that's what they're used to, when you get older, facility, that is the state.
Get that, yeah, plant man stuff.
Plant man, yeah.
Because you can take that plant man to make a snowball.
Yes.
All right, the time is now 1:32 PM. Upshur County Court is back in session on July 30, 2021. We had worked our way down to item 12, discuss and take action to seek bids for road and bridge materials, i.e. iron ore, gravel, common base, limestone flex base, select field dirt and culverts.
So basically, this is stuff that our current vendors already sell, but we did not go out for bids on these type of materials. So basically, the court just needs to go out for bids on these so we can do the fixing of the roads. And then the iron rock and stuff like that we use around the culverts and stuff like that.
Okay. So, and Ms. Lisa, I understand Mr. Jordan couldn't be here because he has a medical emergency in the family. That's what I was told this morning. Correct? Okay.
So basically.
I was looking at this.
Going out for bids.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Is it broader than iron ore, gravel, and common base?
Well, you got your iron, gravel, common base, which is commercial base. It should be commercial base. Limestone base, and then select field dirt, and then culverts. So basically, the agenda item is correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Got a motion to let out for bids, road and bridge materials, i.e. iron ore, gravel, common base, limestone flex base, select field dirt and culvert.
Second.
Motion and a second that we let out for bids and duly request bids and publicize bids for iron ore, gravel, common base, limestone flex base, select field dirt and culverts. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Okay, now we're on 13, discuss and take action on the fiscal year 2021-2022 proposed budget. I'm gonna suggest we go back in to budgetary matters, which might include revisiting to some extent item 8, I think we have consensus for some, if not all, adjustments to pay in the sheriff's office. I'll take any motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve on this budget item that I've got here for the money for the sheriff's office CID sergeants, the sheriff's office patrol sergeants, the sheriff's office CID investigators, and the sheriff's office patrol deputies, and the sheriff's office civil deputy, and the SROs.
Those are resource officers, correct?
Yes.
So your motion is to grant the sheriff some, but not all, of what we talked about this morning, to include raising the CID sergeant, patrol sergeant, and CID investigators up $1,273.20, and to increase sheriff's office patrol deputies' salaries by $5,337.60 per year, the civil deputies of the sheriff's office $5,337.60 a year, and the sheriff's office student resource officers at $5,337.60 a year. Is that your motion?
That is correct, sir.
And then the SRO officers, we get paid that back from sent to the school contracts.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do I have a second to that motion?
Well, like I said, go ahead. Sheriff's.
Hold on. I want to know if I got a second.
Well, like I said, before we left, I was willing to compromise. I will second that.
Okay, I've got a motion in it. We're going to discuss.
We're reviewing and coming back on $1,000 for all.
Yeah.
Law employees minus.
Yeah. Just, we're doing one thing at a time.
Okay.
Yeah. We have consensus on
yes.
A good chunk of this. I don't think Mr. Dolly and I, and I said, no, you know, everybody's got their own feelings. Let's get done what we can get done today. We have consensus. So I've got a motion and a second to raise all those offices and officers as stated into the record. And that is now under discussion. Okay, now Sheriff Webb, floor is yours.
I appreciate the motion. I appreciate the second. The question I have with commissioners is now that that's been done, how
it ain't been done yet. It's under discussion.
If it does, by doing that, patrol sergeants will now be over their supervisor, who is a lieutenant. Okay, and pay by doing that. All right. Which was the original issue trying to fix the problem beginning. And how do I fix that? I mean, that's not right for a supervisor.
Well, the court passes this, we just have to fix it next year then. The same way we got to fix other departments too that this passes.
Let me tell you this. If you was a supervisor of your truck driver, okay?
My truck driver would make more than I do.
Right. Well, but you own the business, correct?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, you're willing to do that, all right? But not everybody's in the same in the same position to come up with more responsibility, because not only do they do supervise, they do their function as patrol deputies and everything, okay? But then on top of that, they do their role as a supervisor, approving reports, making sure that they get their training. So there's additional things that come on to them as a sergeant as far as responsibilities, and that's what they get paid for.
Right.
And then it goes up to a lieutenant. I mean, it still creates my issue that now I have people that are supervising individuals that are getting paid less. So let's say that a sergeant now says, or I need a sergeant to come out and be in charge, okay, and do things. I turn around and I ask, who wants to be a sergeant?
How much more would you need to move the sergeants to make them make the same as the patrol deputies?
What's that? No, the lieutenants?
No, I want to look at the fourth item there, Sheriff's Office CID Sergeant, time one. Would that officer be making more than the...
Are you looking at... I don't know if I had your... I don't have your page.
First.
I have mine. I don't have that. Okay. I'm looking at a CID Sergeant, okay?
That you requested 1273.20.
Which makes 46... Right. Currently makes $40,655.04.
Okay.
So if he gets his promotion or gets that amount of money added to him, his new salary is going to be $41,928.24.
All right.
A patrol lieutenant currently makes $41,855.04. That would put a patrol sergeant making more than his lieutenant.
Then lower the amounts for the patrol and the sergeant. Don't give them as much. Solve that problem.
I mean, I don't understand the issue on trying to fix the supervisory problem.
Well, I'm trying to exercise all the parliamentary grace I have in me that I've learned starting with Grover Bishop and Voag. All right. Mr. Dolly, would you be willing to amend your motion to give the senior sheriff's office patrol
Absolutely,
deputies $43,37.60 each?
I would be more than happy to amend it for that.
Okay.
Is that lowering or going up?
Lowering it.
Yep.
That way.
You're lowering the increase for the patrol deputies and
civil deputies and SRO guys.
Okay.
Just a little. And that doesn't mean, Sheriff, I'm not going to revisit the issues you have later, okay? As long as we're communicating. But I think we got consensus on a good hunk of this. It's like I've got to walk.
I'm trying to also fix a supervisory issue that I have, because I have somebody getting paid more than their supervisor.
I know, but there was a consensus.
And I've been trying to fix this for a year.
I know, let me work on that.
I get that, but there was a consensus on this court for that $700,000 to go to roads. And now we're backing off that, so we are taking away from the roads. We're trying to compromise.
Right.
And meet in the middle, so road gets some, you get some. And then we revisit everything again on down the road. But if it's all or nothing again,
no,
I can rescind.
No, it's in our gift. Mr. Dolly, let me try to restate what I think you intend. To increase the Sheriff's Office CID Sergeant, $1,273.20 a year. The Sheriff's Office Patrol Sergeants, which there's five of them, $1,273 a year. To increase the Sheriff's Office CID Investigators, there's seven of them, $1,273.20 a year. To increase Sheriff's Office Patrol Deputies, Sheriff's Office Civil Deputies, and the School Resource Officers, which there's over 20 of them, to $4,337.60 a year. Is that your restated motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If we're going to go up with the lieutenants, I'd rather them stay the same.
Do I have a second?
Hold on.
Do I have a second?
I'm confused on what we're...
We're lowering the 22 deputies.
To give him the gap that he needs.
Okay.
From 5337 to 4337.60. Did I have a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that amended motion's now under discussion. Any discussion?
Yeah. If I've got motions to promote or give the money to the sergeants, the CID sergeant, the CID patrol sergeant, the CID investigator, the patrol deputies, 13 civil deputies, and the SROs, if that's what was originally done and we're staying at that, but you're telling me that we're going to address the supervisory issue that I have in the next budget year.
Yes. I think that's what we're telling you.
That's what the deputies staying at the 53.7, because that's not pushing them over.
Well, the motion that right now is 43.37.60.
Yeah.
Because the first motion was made at that, and then you didn't like that because of the gap, so they made a second motion.
No. I didn't. What I was explaining was the sergeant, what y'all were fixing to do with the sergeant.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got a problem with patrolling.
Well, that's the motion on. So now, if you want to change again, you have to resend that motion again. That's the motion you're at right now, $4,337.
So you say your sergeants are making too much money on the raise?
He was. He said they're too close to the gap.
Right. That's what I was bringing up, not to drop the sergeants down.
No, we're giving the sergeants a raise, and then we're giving your patrol deputies a great big raise.
And not to drop the patrol deputies' pay from the 53.
Okay.
Okay. What I was bringing up was by keeping the sergeants at the 1,273.20, and you give that to them, it's fixing to push them past the lieutenant, which causes me pay issue.
Okay, I'm going to try to address that down the road. What I need to know from you right now is you want to increase all the deputies 53.37.60 a year?
Yes.
All right. So I've got two motions, because thank goodness we didn't vote on the first motion. I've got a first motion and a second one. You want to call for a vote on which one?
Okay.
I think the first one.
I won't call for a vote on the first one now that we've kind of addressed that he doesn't want to lower the pay of the increase for the patrol and civil deputies. So the first motion, I hope stands. That's what I'm...
Okay, that's still up too, and that's been seconded by Mr. That's been seconded by Mr. J. Miller, is that right?
Seconded both of them.
Okay. I've got a motion and a second for the increases aforestated, which would include all the deputies on the front lines, 5337.60. To that, I want to vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
All right, that motion passes 5-0. Now, Sheriff, I want to tell you something. I'm going to try to bring back your issue the next meeting, okay? Okay, maybe I can change minds. Maybe they're right and I'm wrong. I don't know. That's what they're up here for. But there was consensus to try to help you increase a lot of those frontline warriors so they don't have to go looking for jobs someplace else. I'll put it back on the agenda next time, because at least now we've narrowed down the stuff we don't have consensus on. It's really like on 5 positions, okay?
So
I'm not going to abandon that. We'll
So I'm a simple man, all right? I am. Just to make sure that I understand what y'all just voted on and approved, is the sergeants...
Everything got highlighted, Sheriff.
Everything highlighted in yellow.
Okay.
Give him that highlight.
Okay, so yeah. So I understand that the sergeant, the CID sergeant is 1273.20.
Yes.
The patrol sergeant is 1273.20.
Yes.
The CID investigator is 1273.20.
Yes.
Patrol deputies are 53,370.60.
Yes.
Civil deputy is 53,370.60.
Yes.
And the SROs is 53,370.60.
Yes.
All right.
Now, that still leaves us with an issue that you've got a valid point about.
Right.
I want to take up for these guys a little bit. I think everybody here appreciates having you for our sheriff and Hazel for the chief and your heads back there. And so they know there's still a problem. I'm going to try to work on that, but let's get this rolling, you know.
All right, thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Well, if I might clarify one thing, I think the still-to-be-resolved issue is, I'm asking the sheriff to correct me if I'm wrong, The issue that is still unresolved is that some people are going to be making more than their supervisors, and that's what still
by what they did approve in the past today has created not only the issue in the jail, but now has created the issue on my law enforcement side that I need to get fixed.
So what I stated was correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It basically, the court went for everything you want except for 5 positions that still need to be doctored.
Yes.
That's another way of stating it. Okay. Now, back on 13, discuss and take action on the fiscal year 2021-2022 budget.
Well, we can't. We're not on the boat on it yet, but we still need to discuss.
No, I mean, does anybody have anything you want to add? I think Mr. Miller might have something.
I want the 1,000 across the board pay increase for everybody in the 1.5 to 1 retirement.
Yes.
All right. Y'all going to give Ms. Williams a pay increase for recrunching all these numbers? I'm just kidding. Does somebody have a motion?
Second.
I make a motion for that.
Second.
Motion and a second that we increase all the salaries of Upshur County employees $1,000 a year across the board on top of the stipend. And we leave the retirement match at 1.5 to 1. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
And to that I have a second by Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Okay. Motion and a second for that. Now we're open for discussion.
Did I understand Ms. Williams to have said earlier that the county cannot in her opinion, do both.
They can do it, we would have no contingency.
Big part.
We would have little to no contingency.
If they give the $1,000.
And that's totally up to them.
So, Ms. Williams, we have to go to the piggy bank a little for this?
I don't know yet, sir.
Which, let me go on the record, I'm cool with that, but I'm just asking.
I don't know if we'll have to go into surplus or not.
Okay.
Or if we'll just be operating like in a very expenses equal revenue and no cushion, no contingency. That's more likely than where we'll be. We'll be operating where our projected revenue equals expenses and we have no contingency.
Okay.
Well, then if you have an emergency, what you do?
We have a lot, plenty left for emergencies.
I thought you said if you put the $1,000, you would have little or no contingency.
If it's an emergency, you can declare an emergency and go to the surplus that you have as a county. That's an option.
See, Philip, it's like if you're putting in your savings account out of your check $50 a paycheck.
Right.
Well, this time you didn't put the $50 in there. You still got what you put in there before.
Right.
But you just didn't put $50 in there this time.
Right. Well, in other words, it's not decreasing your contingency. It's just not increasing.
It's just not increasing. You're correct.
It's not decreasing.
Yeah, it's just.
Okay. I thought we were.
But I'll have to rerun the numbers to
see how much it affects it. This is not something final.
I misunderstood. I thought you were dipping into the contingency.
No, and I don't know. We might have to. I just don't know the answer until I rerun the numbers. It will be close.
Mr. Sheriff Webb?
On the $1,000 to the employees, you are excluding the ones that just got this, right?
Yes.
And the original motion was to exclude the elected officials as
yes.
well.
Yes. Okay. To restate this, the $1,000.
Excluding the elected position of the people. I thought it was for everybody.
Originally it was excluding the elected officials.
Well, I mean, it can.
The original worksheet's option three excludes elected officials.
Well, you know, we want good elected officials, and our elected officials are lower than anybody else, and all of our elected officials. So.
We'd already voted on that, though, when we set the newspaper.
What was your motion to exclude the elected officials?
I thought it was across the board for everybody. I think it needs to be.
The original.
All kinds of hell.
Yeah, it was 1.5 million, 1,000 excluding the district clerk.
If it works across the board, then it works across the board.
Okay.
But I'd run both numbers if you would, please, Connie. So, because I mean, if that affected whether the mass got it versus us elected.
Well, you know, some elected officials are not independently wealthy. Some have to make a living.
And I understand.
Well, no. What he's saying is don't let that hinder the employees that need it. He didn't say not give it to them. What he said was run the numbers both ways. Let's not try to sacrifice our employees if we can't afford to do it.
Right. Well, the elected officials don't want their money. They can always turn it down.
Some of us do, but what I'm saying is he's saying run both options.
Yeah.
I know, but if you run the option that they're not included, they don't have a choice.
Hold on. When do you need to know this for sure?
We have to file the proposed budget by the 13th, and then we have to have a public hearing within 25 days of that. But the proposed budget can be changed up until it's adopted. And the adoptions only happen until September. The proposed budget stays proposed and can be changed up to
okay.
the date of adoption.
Okay.
So all we're going to do today is you give me what changes you want me to make to the proposed budget. I filed that on August 13th. We can continue to revise that all the way to adoption.
To play it safe, it's going to have to be across the board, Dustin, for notice to everybody. And
Anthony wants to say something.
Well, hold on. Anthony ain't in his court. He's in mine. Jay, is that all right?
Motion for $1,000 across the board. With the 1.5 to 1.
But
I do want to make the statement that if it's a deal breaker on the employees getting
Yeah, so we need to tell her she's got to publish this. You can always take it back off later.
Okay, that's my motion then.
All right, most and a second for that. We're now, I'm still disgusted. Now, Judge Betterton.
Just a quick question. I thought we had to vote on that to give elected officials a raise at a certain time.
We already did, and it's been publicized. Elected officials don't get no raises.
Y'all voted not to give raises.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how it's legal for us to do it.
Y'all can do what you want to do across the board for elected officials.
I don't think they can.
We can.
I don't think that they can.
No, sir, I don't. I think you're right. I think what they have to do is do the $1,000. The original way it was presented when they were asking for options, the original way commissioners presented it was a $1,200 increase across the board, a 1.5 or a 1.5% increase, or possibly a $1,000 raise for everyone except elected officials and a 1.5.
See, because the original was the 1,200 and then went down to 1,000.
So
but it's only publicized that no elected officials are getting raises.
Well, and also it's publicized that nobody except at 1.5. And I think we need to stay with that.
The only thing that legally has been publicized is the elected official raise.
The elected officials have,
Only the elected officials
would be affected by this.
Yes. Exactly.
Everybody else would be whatever they decide.
He's exactly right. So the elected, so what we can do is we can look at giving a $1,000 raise to all employees, staying at the 1.5, which is how the proposed budget is drafted. The only change that I would make to that would be what you did with the sheriff's office today, increasing all employees $1,000 with the exception of the elected officials. We're doing the 4,500 across the board, including elected officials. Next year, look at what we can do again in raises or retirement increase or both.
So what you said was that you could look at $1,000 for all employees, excluding the people in the sheriff's office who just got this raise, and excluding elected officials, right? In addition to the retirement raise in 1.5 and 1?
Yes. The retirement raise is already in there. They already voted on that.
Okay.
Can you revisit what you're on the bus now?
I know. What are you doing?
Judge Betterton, I stand corrected. Okay.
What are we corrected on? What did I mess up this time?
Nothing. The motion will have to stay by Mr. Miller that it's across the board raised to all employees except elected officials at $1,000 and leave the retirement match alone at 1.5 to 1. Is that right?
And excluding the people in the sheriff's office that just got.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Any further discussion on that? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
5-0? Okay. Number 14, discuss and take action to approve the filing of the proposed budget with the Upshur County Clerk. Ms. Williams, what do we need to do?
We won't be here. And you won't have met again. So you will just vote that it can be filed. And again, it's just the proposed. It's not the final. It still can be changed.
I make a motion to file the proposed budget with the Upshur County Clerk's Office by the 13th.
Yes, sir. And I will include the changes that are requested in the call today, the $1,000 increase, except elected officials. The increases that you have here department and the 1.5 increase is already
included. Need a second.
Second.
Most and a second that we approve the filing of the proposed budget with the Upshur County Clerk of this court no later than August 13, 2021, and that we duly publicize the same according to law. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. The last item's a discussion item. D1. There's nothing to tell y'all about the roof on the Upshur County Courthouse yet. I've had a conversation with Charlie Kearns, who works with the architectural firm Mr. Komatsu. And there's a lot of people at the party, including the Texas Historical Commission, And so we're not ready to move forward on talking about using the Joe Biden bailout to replace the roof, not yet. But we have been trying to set those wheels in motion. Mr. Crittenden.
Yeah, Jay, I'd like to bring this to the course. I signed whatever. I was elected in 2004, took office in January 2005. So sometime between 2005 and 2012, when I left office, Godwin Roofing out of Center, Texas, actually overbid some of the roofs on some of the buildings in the county, still won the contract. Sometime between 2005 and 2012, that company put a roof on this courthouse here, had a minimum of 20-year warranty on it, okay? Right across the street out there where the boot camp used to be, they put a roof on that building over there. Down the street here at the library, if I'm not mistaken, roofed that building there. The Justice Center got a complete roof.
Tax office
did get one. They got one. The probation building got a new roof. And if you all got problems with any of these roofs right now, they should all be under warranty. And us as taxpayers shouldn't have to be hit for another substantial amount of money to put a roof on any one of these buildings.
I think we would manufacture them. Warranty and labor or something that was the issue, David?
Mr. Goodman, Richard Goodman, who came out there.
Thanks, Gallup.
Looks good. Trust me, I've been dealing with him for 7 years.
He looked like me all day.
They will not, they'll respond to come out here and work on a roof. They charge time and material for that. I ended up to have the work done on this building. I went to the material manufacturer in Fort Worth, Texas, because Mr. Goodwin and them would not respond and come out and do anything until I gave them a purchase order. And the warranty, those warranties weren't worth the paper they were written on.
The fact of it is, we still have a warranty there, whatever, and we ought to have legal representation in the county to hold somebody accountable instead of hitting the taxpayers.
Well, this won't be, this will be $5 million.
Well, taxpayers got to pay for that somehow, somewhere. Oh, yeah. That money's not free money at all.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm up with everything y'all said, but and this ain't no reflection on you, Mr. Crittenden.
Yeah.
But you know, these companies like Enron, everything's warranted and all that, and then they're bankrupt and you're suing a vapor. They do all that on purpose. So Mr. Womble's very frustrated in having a target to look at. And my thinking is, if that's the experience we had with them last time, it'd probably be pretty hard for them to get another job approved up here. But we need to look into that, but I'm not going to add something to Billy Berg's plate without talking to him, because, you know, sometimes you get run over by an uninsured driver and you got $1 million hospital bill, there's nobody to sue because you can't recover, so it's not economically feasible. And so this roof deal's moving real slow anyway because of the historical commission. I'm not fussing with them. We just can't risk doing anything that would upset them, because we still count on them for a lot of big things. And so the pie's still in the oven anyway. We're going to be talking about this several times before we do anything. And the only reason we have the luxury to talk about it is because of the Joe Biden bailout.
The roof that Thompson put on the fifth floor up here, that company that installed that roof that had the 20-year warranty, they were out of business the day they got the check. Oh, true story.
But this isn't a deal. Komatsu saying, I know, they're not saying we want to do the work. They're not even trying. They just needed to help us with the specifications for the bid, because it's their job to be sure whatever doodling we do on the courthouse is congruent with what the historical commission says we can or can't do. So it's a non-action item today anyway. But thank you, James, for pointing that out.
Motion to adjourn.
And James, thank you again for all the work you did on the West Texas school there, too.
I think so.
All right, I've got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.